Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN in San Diego with a couple of nice people from the GNOME. It's not GNOME. I've been saying it wrong all these years. Accessibility Project. Why don't you guys just introduce yourselves, and we'll talk a little bit about exactly what you guys do.
Okay, hi, I'm Willie Walker. I currently lead the GNOME Accessibility Project and the Orca Screen Reader Project. What we do with GNOME is offer a free open source desktop that's an alternative to commercial solutions, and it offers great assistive technologies for people with visual impairments, people with physical impairments, and things along those lines.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Eitan Isaacson. I'm also a developer on the GNOME Accessibility Project. We offer a free desktop, and I think that that's really the key word here. It's free, and that means open, and that means accessible. So you have full access both to the source code, to the developers. It's a very flat community, and it's really friendly for people to get involved and to really get access to what they need.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I think one of the biggest things that's often thought about something like this is the learning curve as far as getting started with this. So why don't you describe for a little bit how someone might set up a desktop for themselves?
Download an operating system distribution that has this on it. So the operating system distributions that are available would be Ubuntu or Red Hat, Fedora, OpenSolaris.
Okay.
And Ubuntu and OpenSolaris both have accessible installs. So you can download an ISO, burn it, stick it in your machine, and you can install the operating system without sighted assistance.
Does it just use your sound card as speech? Or?
Yep, the speech synthesis engine is free. It's installed. It comes with a live CD. Mm-hmm. The screen reader and all the assistive technology support comes with the CD.
What's the voice system included?
The voice system included is free open source software. It's called eSpeak.
Yep, okay. The same one they use in NVDA. And,
yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay. So one of the biggest things that's been going on here at CSUN is the GNOME Hack Fest. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so this is, in GNOME we've really been doing these mini sprints where we get people together to work on a specific topic, and this has been our first accessibility hackfest, and it's the first time where a lot of us are meeting for, face to face, and we have a lot of challenges and opportunities that are coming ahead in GNOME for the next release, GNOME 3.0. There's a lot of new features, and in a certain degree, we're playing catch up. We're trying to keep everything accessible as people are used to in the 2.x series. And on the other hand, we're also getting a lot of brand new accessibility features. For example, an entirely new accessibility infrastructure that's run on top of Dbus, assistant bus.
All right. So there's different projects you guys are. Are you collaborating and sitting around coding on these projects while you're here, or what do you?
Yeah, because of my non-affiliated role here, not in any specific projects, I've been context switching every few minutes between Exerciser, which is an accessibility testing tool, Caribou, which is an online on-screen keyboard, ATSPI 2, which is going to be our new accessibility framework, and there are plenty of other projects over here. If it's Orca, like you've heard already, there's Mousetrap, which is a webcam-driven virtual mouse. Head tracking, basically. You don't need any sticker or anything like that. It just automatically works, follows your gaze.
Okay, cool.
Magnification. Right now we're demoing a new magnifier that we're going to have in, hopefully, GNOME 3.0. So it's just so many projects, and it's really hard, for me personally to only commit to one, because it really is an exciting space. And
sure.
Again, all this is just open and free, and I just have access to all of this, and I could use it, I could develop on it, and it's really fantastic.
Okay. Perhaps you guys could clear up something. There was some talk for a little bit, or I was at least a little confused. Was the development of Orca stalled, or what happened with that?
Well, I can talk to that. So I lead the Orca screen reading project currently.
Okay.
I'm stepping down. What happened was, due to the acquisition of one company by another company, I was laid off, and so I was no longer funded to work on the open source project.
Right.
But what I've been doing for the past 7 weeks is in my own spare time, because I value the project so much, and I'm so excited about open source, and the community is so friendly, I've been volunteering my time.
Okay.
So the development of Orca really hasn't stalled. Joni Diggs is stepping up to become the leader of the Orca project. And Joni has been a community volunteer that has been contributing more in her spare time than some full-time engineers have been contributing to the project.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened. I remember seeing the message a few weeks back about, you know, the future being in doubt. So I'm glad to see that that's been cleared up.
It's alive. It's going to live.
That's great.
And as part of the Hackfest that we had here, we went through some planning for the GNOME 3.0 release, which is supposed to be coming out this fall. And as somebody who's been helping organize all these activities, what I see the community doing is people stepping up, and it's going to succeed. There's a chance for this thing to succeed and actually succeed very well.
Okay. How might people get more information about GNOME?
You go to www.gnome.org, and for accessibility, go to projects, like the word projects,
gnome.org/accessibility. Why don't you spell GNOME this year?
G-N-O-M-E.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. It's been a pleasure.
I could add one thing.
Sure.
There have been setbacks maybe on the corporate sponsorship when it comes to the accessibility project. And I think what's really important and one of the things that we want to do here at CSUN is we know that there's so many silent users, so many happy users that are just using GNOME, dependent on it for their job, for their daily recreation. And we really want to hear, people at home and here, you know, speak up and be visible users so that, you know, the suits know it, that this is actually something that people depend on a daily basis.
Well, that's good to see. And I know on Twitter, you guys, GNOME has been one of the most talked about things throughout the conference. So definitely good to see a lot of involvement.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Jason.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.